The Defense Department plans to change its intelligence gathering measures. Officials say a proposed new policy may be out in a matter of months. Most of the changes have to do with gathered information that includes data about U.S. citizens. In order to operationalize the policy, DOD says it will need industry's help. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni has more.
Intelligence experts think the Defense Department's new policy for handling Americans' personal information could be a win-win for both the intelligence community and the public writ large. But to implement the new policy, the government is going to need a lot of help from industry to get things just right. Last week, in part one of this story, I told you about DOD's new plans for collecting, storing, and keeping data that has U.S. citizens' personal information in it. The proposed policy defines the way data is collected on American citizens. Previously, the United States could collect as much information as it wanted, but it wasn't considered collected unless it was actually used. Now DOD is planning on signing out a policy that has certain time limits on how long it can keep that data from the moment it enters the system. Along with the time limits, the policy puts limits on who can access the data. That's especially important during a time when the intelligence community is trying to share more information between its organization. Here's Michael Mahar, DOD's senior intelligence oversight official, during a speech in Atlanta last week.
In addition to the information revolution, we've got a myriad of laws and directives that have come out from Congress, from the President, from the Director of National Intelligence, that guide the way we do intelligence in this modern age and reflective of all the changes that I just talked about. So we had to take our policies and make sure that they were consistent with all the other intelligence guidance that we have. And those intelligence guidance are designed to maintain a balance between the imperative to collect the intelligence information that our national decision makers need and that our warfighters need, and balance that against the even more strict imperative to protect and safeguard the privacy and civil liberties of U.S. people.
If you remember the metadata scandal a few years back, the National Security Agency has the ability to collect metadata on U.S. citizens' telephone calls and cyber activity. As a safeguard against that, Congress mandated that private companies should hold all collected information and that only certain information can be accessed and only when a court order is approved. These new rules will put more limitations on how information can be accessed and when. And that means DOD will call on industry for some more IT power. Here's Mahar again on some of the IT issues.
We need to be able to effectively limit access to only those employees, only those intelligence professionals that have the appropriate securities level, they have the appropriate access permission, and they have a specific mission requirement to look at that data. And that is an IT challenge when you're talking about over 150,000 intelligence professionals that are engaged in some aspect of collection, retention, dissemination, analysis, or IT support. That's a big challenge for us, and that's a challenge for you. We need to establish a procedure so that we can only use queries or other techniques that are relevant to the particular mission and authorized processes. So if I collect information and I've got that in a big data repository and you want access to that, I need to have a fairly confident system that's going to monitor and audit the queries that you're doing in there so I can go back and do oversight and make sure that that's only being used by the appropriate people.
Todd Rosenblum, a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, says those are challenges industry should be able to handle.
The main thing they need from industry is systems that have a good auditing footprint to it. So it means a transparent system. You set up a set of rules of, does the person from this particular organization have a need to know? You know, and a unit within an organization have a need to know.
Right.
And that's kind of straightforward, and that's sort of underway. Again, the larger you scale it up, the sort of the harder it is to capture it cleanly. But that's what industry, you know, is good at, about going large scale, enterprise wide, in just basically interviewing and engaging the government users about what are the rules. And for the most part, because the rules are written by lawyers, you could turn lawyerese language into rules that you could code and make it fairly clear on how to do this.
While partitioning off information with code may come easy to industry, private companies might need to prepare for some larger changes coming their way to make the policy work too. Remember how Congress mandated private companies to hold information the government gathers on citizens? Well, Terry Roberts, founder of White Hawk and analyst for New America, says there may be rule changes in that realm as well.
It's industry, right, that owns and operates the networks
retains the data set, the communication data set, both telephonic and email and wireless. And so they are the critical linchpin that government has to work with. And I also think it's important to understand that there may need to be updated regulations regarding the internet service providers and the managed service providers, who also are holding actually tenfold, a hundredfold more data on private citizens than the U.S. government is. So, you know, our current communications mechanisms now have put in the hands of primarily industry a tremendous amount of our personal information. And so, yes, a partnership with government and industry. None of these conversations can happen only on the government side.
Of course, that doesn't mention the slew of other things DoD will need from industry that don't have to do directly with data. That includes computer-based training to inform employees on new policies, ways to document the legitimacy of searches, and efforts to tag data that is personal. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.